This morning in Clearwater, several organizations signed the Pinellas County Interagency Working Agreement to assist victims of domestic violence. The groups say that working together will help expedite the safety and well-being of both children and adult victims. The Pinellas County Domestic Violence Task Force promotes the prevention of domestic and sexual violence, enhances victim safety, and holds batterers accountable, according to their website. This interagency agreement will help member organizations accomplish these goals, according to Nick Cox, Suncoast Regional Director of the state's Department of Children and Families.
I think this is significant because it's a lot of agencies that treat the problem of domestic violence and deal with children and child welfare, bringing them together, but not only that we communicate, but that we understand each other, what we do, why we do it through cross-training.
Representatives from eight organizations signed the interagency agreement on Tuesday. Wendy Loomis, chair of the task force, says the agreement spells out how each agency will handle shared cases and how they will train each other so that they can better respond to their clients. Loomis is also the Injury and Violence Prevention Coordinator at the Pinellas County Health Department.
The major improvement to this 2009 version is a training component where each agency has agreed to train the staff of the other agencies about their procedures, their requirements, and their concerns when domestic violence and child abuse occur in the same home. As this training becomes fully integrated in all eight agencies, the coordination of services for families affected by violence will improve even more.
George Steffen is a major with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office Investigations Operations Bureau. Major Steffen says that the Sheriff's Office has a daily dialogue with the other task force groups because of their domestic violence law enforcement cases.
Well, it impacts us for a number of reasons. One, obviously, we're the law enforcement agency and the largest law enforcement agency in the county. But we, for the last 10 years, have the responsibility with the Department of Children and Families to investigate abuse, neglect, and abandonment here in Pinellas County. So we've contracted next month will be 10 years. So it impacts us because we deal with families, obviously, and children who have been affected by domestic violence.
Eckerd Youth Alternatives is the lead agency for child abuse and neglect in Pinellas and Pasco County, according to Ron Sahowski, their vice president of operations. He says that 75% of abuse and neglect calls to the state hotline are associated with three causes.
One is domestic violence, the other is substance abuse, and many times they go hand in hand. And then a small portion of that 75% is severe medical or physical abuse of children. So domestic violence is a significant issue in our community statewide, as well as here in Pinellas County, and accounts for a lot of the reasons that children and families bump into the child abuse and neglect system.
The caseload of Gulf Coast Community Care has dropped from 2,200 to 850 children recently. Their president, Michael Bernstein, attributes that in part to increased communication and working with other agencies.
I think what it does is solidify the fact that we want to prevent a bureaucracy. We want a seamless system of instant communication because every moment counts. When a child might be running away, when a child might feel they're in danger, when a child might be at risk, and we read about these horrific stories every day throughout the country. So it's essential to have a system that avoids bureaucracy by having instant communication, knowing who to call, and being proactive in calling.
Linda Osmondson is the executive director of CASA, Community Action Stops Abuse. Among other services, CASA provides shelter for abused women. Last month, Osmondson received one of the inaugural WMNF Peace Awards.
I think all the child abuse people thought the domestic violence people didn't like children. And the point that we've had to make is that we always work with children, and we think that the way to make the children safe is to make their moms safe too, so that we can be safe together. And so we've come up with protocols. When they need to investigate, we understand what they need to have, and we've figured and learned what they need to have and how they can access us when they need to without knocking on the door at the shelter and us saying you can't come in. You know, so that was the original reaction. And if they knock at the door today, they still can't come in, but we have a protocol that we've worked out of how they can investigate when they need to.
Department of Children and Families Nick Cox says the agreement facilitates treating the ultimate cause of the problem rather than just dealing with the immediate crisis.
A lot of these other groups that we have here are really the people that are treating people with therapy, with mental health, with substance abuse issues. That's where the rubber really hits the road. And what these people do is they'll provide the services to help these people get through their problem. Hopefully we can provide them together as a family, as opposed to just providing it to the one person. I think that's the critical factor, because we need to treat the family, not just the individual. That's what most of these people do. When you have us, you have the sheriff, you have Eckerd, we're bringing a lot of the people to the table, specifically the children who are the victims of this. So we bring them to the table essentially through our process, but then these other people can help us with the actual treatment and therapy.
To learn more about the Pinellas County Domestic Violence Task Force, visit their website, dvtf.org. Reporting from Clearwater for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.